2008, and we were talking about the processes of the change of the mindset about courts and conceptual ideas as to how courts are beginning to be going under the New World Order concept. And I wanted to point out that we'll get to our caller in just a second, but I wanted to point out that the focus of the class action suits that let's call it future possible injuries, are being dismissed in the Texas Supreme Court on a case is Daimler-Chrysler Corporations versus Inman. And what this is about is the concept of future injuries cannot be sued on in a class action suit anymore. The Texas Supreme Court ruled on this in terms of the fact that they don't have standing because they said, well, this was over a safety belt in an automobile where somebody became injured. And the court, the Texas Supreme Court is saying, well, that accidental release of the seat belt that happened in the case is such a remote act that they lack any standing and any claims for future injuries. At the same time, mention is made over the concept, which I brought in the idea of a case as a Hartwell versus Superior Court concerning the idea of water districts, which are run and owned by foreign governments. In your towns in America, they cannot be held liable for damages for water later found to be unhealthful. So how is it that the World Court can be making a decision to that on the idea that you're getting an unhealthy concept of the water, but you cannot have a class action suit for the physical injury for something that's coming in? The Daimler case was decided not any more than 7 days ago, tied in with the exact date when the United Nations put forth the Daimler case, took a Texas case, put it into the United Nations minutes, took and buried it, took the note and put it as dictum in the water case, which means that we are, as the United Nations pointed out, as I was told when I said that we should have a right to vote what goes in our food and water, and Gorbachev is saying to me, well, the whole fact is that water is a right, according to the United Nations. So you can see the world domination system through the court system, which is what the Daimler case is what I base the concept of the key of real world change that is happening to make congressional activity a moot question. So anyway, okay, John, I didn't mean to keep you, but that's an important point. John,
okay, that's fine. Dr. Parker, I'd like to ask you again, and
go ahead.
Asteroid actually collided with Mars.
Yeah, we'll get back to that at the other end of the break.
All right, then I have one more question in regards to that.
Okay.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
This is Margaret Headways, and we have John of Tennessee on the line. And you're asking a question about an asteroid hitting Mars?
Yes, apparently it was on the NASA website. It was an asteroid that was on a collision course with Mars. And the reason that I was asking, you know, when I heard this, I thought, well, if it hits Mars, we may never know. They probably would never tell us. My reason for asking is that for those of us that are Christians, we, if you believe the biblical account of the birth of Christ, the Magi saw his star, the star that was announcing his birth. They went to Herod and asked where the Christ child was, that they had saw his star in the east. But yet the Bible says in Genesis that Christ would smite the forehead of Satan, bruise his head with his heel. It'd be interesting to me if this asteroid did hit Mars, whether or not it possibly may have struck the face on Mars, as a further sign, if I'm making myself clear, I may not be.
Oh no, I can understand. I can understand you. You thinking on that on those terms. To take that back further. When the first satellite pictures were taken of rock formations, they talked about the face on Mars, and they say, well, it's really it's really not a constructed face. It's really shadows. You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, and I think, but what they didn't tell the public is there's a face on the other side.
Well, I wasn't aware of that, but I personally believe that if UFOs are real, and I believe that it's possible that they're demonic in nature, and you know, when the Nephilim's in the Bible, you and I have talked about this before, I believe that the interest in genetic engineering is basically more than curing disease. I think it's an attempt to, for lack of a better word, pollute the human race and intermingle.
Well, the whole thing is that genetic engineering, as I see it, and I talk about it being on the front line of that, is that it's kind of the opposite. The idea that it is, if we don't have genetic engineering, John, we're not going to be able to change the gene structures that are in our inheritance system that is causing a lot of these diseases. The only thing is, you see, something's triggering it. You have environmental, you have chemical, you have 40% of information that we don't even know about that's making these changes. And if we, it's working the other way in terms of if we do not do something to improve our immune system rather than just taking Echinacea herbs or vitamin C or CQ10, what we're doing is that we're doing as a species, it's called evolutionary species of mathematics, is that we're leaving our species. So if we don't have something coming in to try to make that change to genetic engineering, we won't have organ transplants that are going to take unless you have your own bone marrow injected. And that's the truth. So the other thing comes down to the fact that now you want to add the process of outer space life, there is a theory that that a lot of that has already been integrated by outer space entities. Nobody can truly prove it. Of course, I have to say that on air. But the thing comes down to the fact that the only way that you can survive on a planet is you have to adapt to its basic climate to be able to make it work. If it doesn't work, then why, if outer space people are there, why do we find artifacts on the other side of the moon? Why do we find artifacts on the other side of Mars? Why do we find new planets? We've got a new one that's bigger than Neptune. It was discovered 3 months ago. And the government is now releasing the films from the original sightings from the moon spacewalk. And there's a film which shows a picture, an actual moving picture, of UFOs circling the Earth in millions of forms. Actually,
well, I know that there's auditory. There's communications between Mission Control and the first land moon landing.
Absolutely,
where they were these astronauts. And it's not talked about much, but it is in the archives. And if you'll search for it, you'll see that the astronauts were basically flabbergasted. They said, if you put up, you know, your microphones and cameras, and they said, yeah, but whoever's up here with us can move them at any time they want.
That's exactly
so,
right.
I mean, they're there.
When I was involved in remote viewing for the government long, long time ago, before I knew better, there's stuff there we can't talk about today. But I can assure you, absolutely, hands down, there's something out there. Last week in Catalina, take Catalina and by Los Angeles, they have UFOs that they know live down there in the ocean. You know?
Right. Well, the Bible tells it in a different way. It's actually identified in the Bible as those that live in the earth, in the water, and above the earth. So, mm-hmm. I mean,
that's,
you know,
right.
Take the Bible literally, and I do. At some point, man is going to have to leave this earth, Dr. Parker.
And, oh, I know.
With genetic engineering, as good as it may sound, I have a hard time in believing that man's greatest and brightest scientific minds can improve on the creation of the creator.
Yeah, I know what you mean. People have always asked me.
For surviving, they're attempting to alter the human genome.
But where the I always ask that about religion. What do I believe in? And I say, well, I believe what I see under the microscope, because I can tell you right now, nobody can create that's on this planet right now. And that has to come from another force, you know? You can't create a red cell like we got flowing in our body. You know what I mean? You can't do it. I mean, that's
it. Well, you know, people look, they'll ask me when I tell them evolution is ridiculous, you know, in the thought of the Earth or the universe coming into an existence through an explosion, they say, well, how do you explain all the millions of different species? And I ask the same thing. How do you explain millions of different species, thousands of different types of birds and butterflies, all coming about, all individually different, with separate DNA, you know, to think that it's possible to be evolved, to me, is lunacy. I mean,
well, there's
got to be a creator.
There's a process in the amino acid sequence in some of these Mars rocks. They can give you some real, answers on this going. There's one thing I want to say. This is a moment to say it. The people that are demonic on this earth, that are in these high places, think that they're right out of the Bible to be the 500,000 people that are going to go up in the air in the blink of an eye. I'm short-handed it, but that's from the book of Revelations, and they actually believe it. And so those folks are the ones that we should be talking about. The use of science in a way to shore up their system. It's like when I exposed this whole concept of women being asked to freeze their eggs, which I had in the last hour. The whole process, it looks on the surface, but it's the manipulation of women to do something which is really for what I call the demonics. Okay?
I believe you're right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to shorthand this. But the thing is, and I'm not being, you know, crazy when I say that. You know, I mean, if you look at the social planning books in terms that have been long ago taken out of the think tanks and placed in a sealed vault, the whole thing comes down to the fact that there has to be a manipulation of the mindset of people on this planet to accept what's coming. And the only way you can do that is to change their religious belief to believe in the Masonic. So the only way you can do that is to use this Mideast blueprint of saying, well, the Mada will come based upon the process that we're going to be the center of the world. This is what Iran's been doing for centuries.
Right.
That's because they felt at the time, and they were in history, the center of the earth at that time. So if you read out the Sanskrit and see the whole process of this and take some pieces from the Bible that are right out there, the description of the radioactive chip as we know it today comes out of the Bible. The original invention had its reference point to that. I've seen that with my own eyes. The whole concept of the first spaceship that we used to go to the moon was right out of the Bible. It was out of Ezekiel. It's a whole blueprint. It's a whole blueprint. They describe it, and there's some parts of the old Bible, which it was never printed. As I understand it from the scholars from Britain, there are about 12 chapters of the Bible that were never printed because the church didn't want it. The monks got drunk, in my opinion, John. But the thing comes down to the fact, the full description of the instruments inside of the space capsule are there. You take the Mayan burial sites, the full diagram of the blueprint of the ICBM missile that we invented came from the Mayan blueprint off a tomb of a king.
Well, let me ask you one other question.
I know that because I was, I was part of that fringe science thing to get in there and have
some noise. I hear the music. I'll get with you next week. Thanks,
okay.
Sir.
Well, listen, John, thanks for calling Parker Pathways. Tell your friends about the show.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dr. Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and Parker Pathway Show can be picked up on KU Satellite, and you can have iPods, and you can be, of course, on satellite in other ways. I was on shortwave when I first started at RBN. That was the year 2006, and of course we had people coming in from they just shot right out of the gun. First four shows we had a great big audience and all that. Then I was moved to this spot on Sunday and 10 to 12 Central, and our little following tried to find us, and we now have a nice following. I wish we were on shortwave. I should have a four-hour show. I probably should be in a different spot, but I'm not leaving this spot because I know that people they get used to a spot, and so I'm gonna my decision, and unless it changes before the day is up, I'm going to stay on this spot. The other thing I want to mention, that the whole purpose of the concept of being able to tell and promote and educate and base knowledge base is the idea of what you can do is, I'm trying to get the concept of a constitutional amendment in the United States Constitution to take the place of the 18th Amendment of the Constitution, which was repealed, which was really based upon food, and then, of course, the Volstead Act changed food to the word liquor, and that was the beginning of prohibition. But the whole thing comes down to the fact that we need to have a right to vote what goes in our food and water and medical protocols. And medical protocols I'm going to bring up in a few minutes, but you have to have ways to test for things, and you have to have ways to understand things and code things and get your diagnosis together so that you're not real world placed into the killing machines of medicine as the way it is today, and also the legal basis of which is being promoted on the New World Order and the international courts to do that. The other thing, too, is that I want the audience to understand that I really want this process, there should be an uprising in this country, to have that initiative as a national initiative. Number two, I've written law in terms of what I want to promote as a grand jury of science and technology, that we have a right to have a grand jury to review the bureaucratic decisions that affect millions of people. And we have a civil action grand jury, we have a criminal action grand jury, but we do not have a science and technology grand jury. Give you an idea, there's that traveling exposition called the SIPA conflict. And the SIPA conflict is a toilet, which is they have children get the scoops in there to know how to drink water from the toilet. I have the whole concept of, and this is absolutely disastrous for any kind of chemistry. They try to tell you, well, it's electrically balanced and the whole thing. I've made many shows on the chemistry of recycled water, and I'm going to tell you right now, this is an absolute disaster. Everybody's selling the idea that you have to have recycled water to augment the potable water. That sounds good on one surface, but the whole problem comes down to the fact that the aquifer accepts that water. You have another thing, and it gets back in the system. That's why Toilet to Tap initiative on a national basis I want to have placed on. You can call it the Parker Toilet to Tap Water Initiative if you like. I will take the heat for it. After all, I started it. I've got five government agencies right now that just wish I would go away. So the whole thing and their agency, because they want the public to drink this deleterious water that's going to harm you, and they want to change laws. They're trying to change laws as we speak, week by week, to try to get people to have the toilet water be a process in your medicine. You want to talk about health care? If you can't have health care based upon the other side of the fact that the real world diagnosis, unless you have the medical protocols under your control. How is it that you can, that the decision can be made to have recycled water systems and have it under the EPA's control, and you don't have anything to say about it? And that's exactly what the story is. They say, well, you have a public comment that lasts for 4 days in some obscure building in the Dirksen building in Washington, D.C., and that opening is only up to the 19th of this month. So this brings in the idea, like, you take the EPA's decision to control the nanoparticles and to be able to analyze them. The nanoparticles are under the Nanoscale Material Stewardship Act and program by the Environmental Protection Agency. It was put together on January 28th by Congress, and this bases the idea of getting businesses to have product liability lawsuits based upon nanoscale materials, which include chemical substances. These are microscopic substances, which are part of the new quest for controlling the human body. And these nanoparticles are currently used in a wide range of products, from cosmetics to paint additives to medicines to injectables to medicines that are absorbed through the skin, and are part of the nanochip for medical information based on a molecule. A molecule contains the information. This can be injected into your body, and it's already being in a clinical trial. You have three clinical trials. So the whole process, I want to get back to this at the other end of the break, but this has everything to do with the first hour of Parker Pathways that we've been discussing, the concept of the mindset of the change of the chemistry within the internal body by decision makers that are on the world scale. We'll come back to the other break. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
And it's February 17, 2008. And I wanted to mention the continuation of Environmental Protection Agency's control of the nanotechnology that will be in our bodies. But it sounds as if they're going to protect. That's not it. The whole thing comes down to the fact that they are... use the authority under the Toxic Substances Control Act to keep all the information confidential that's transmitted around the world and from corporations. The whole process here of the rules of governing new chemical substances in the nanoscale system is going to be challenged under a rule based to control the Federal Drug Administration, the FDA. And there is a movement within the government bureaucrats, separately from the rest of the world, in a document that has been put forth to the FDA from the EPA. The document number is NIJ 82707, And this document is the control of the world domination, as I keep talking about, world domination of the DNA systems controlled by the nanoparticles. The nanoparticles, of course, will be part of the largest business development system that I talked about this before. This will be bigger than any form of business sector that the world has ever known. And this is the process by which health insurers will have to come to grips with how far they want to charge and defraud the insured people who have health problems. This follows along with the story about Blue Cross that wanted to have doctors tell them about any thing that the patient told them concerning about pre-illnesses before they went to their doctors. Blue Cross has since dropped that quest in the past few weeks. But the point is that they'll bring this back, and they don't want to insure anybody that's had a pre-illness that goes to one of their doctors in their network. A lot of the process of the nanoparticle system and the new medicine will be based on the concept of making new diagnoses in medical protocols, which is why I want the constitutional amendment in this country that gives you an opportunity and a right to vote what goes in your food, your water, and your medical protocols. If you have a right to vote on a political campaign to people that are not even competent in science or in the other way, and they dismiss it and they say, well, this is really something that is really for agencies and is really not the president that needs to make that kind of decision. This is counterproductive and is not out of the real-world concept when you have the president we have now who signed executive orders to have all the information that the EPA and the FDA uses to make decisions to come through the president. And in other words, this is to control the information that's making out the decisions and also to close the libraries of the EPA to the public. The FDA's lines of communication have been suppressed. Now it's all controlled in terms of no more hard copy for information. They're basing this on the French and German model. And, of course, in France in a few months, this will be the way information is transmitted out, being controlled under a major law agency. We have a Justice Department in this country, but the EPA is going to be involved in their own court system to have the control of the nanoparticles that control the basis of the toxicology and the substance making and the medicinals that are being used by the FDA under the industrial complexes that they're making decisions on. How this affects the healthcare system that which is intending upon having higher charges. They want out of the network providers to be to have a going rate, not necessarily the actual fee. And that extra money will be going back to the insurance companies and the concept of this new model that Blue Cross has put forth on the idea of exposing diseases to the insurance company using the doctor as the gatekeeper. The other policy, which is part of the Hillary Clinton plan, which went into effect about a year ago, for the patients to pay the difference of whatever is in the PPO or, you know, the private practice or indemnity plans, whichever one comes first, or the insurance can say, well, we have a higher doctor's fee for this month, so therefore we have to charge more. We have to charge more for these new concepts that are going in that are really, if you look at it carefully, are really written by the United Nations. So you end up with health insurance companies defrauding, actually, customers. You have no concept of how your diagnosis was actually made. In terms of this, you just think, well, you go in and you expect the doctor to come in and make this decision based upon some ideology and methodology, which is there's some good doctors out there, but you're destroying the whole concept of who can get the actual care. So this is a beyond a political issue, beyond the concept of health care as we have it. The original Hillary Clinton presentation of the socialized medicine was adopted by medicine a couple years ago, and it's beyond the process of health care as care is. It has discerning divisions in terms of how you make a diagnosis. That's what you call in a medical protocol system. And give you a general idea. You take the idea of overweight, the whole concept that overweight is being touted as a controlled government system. In other words, the control businesses that they saying, well, if you feed people in the fast food industry and the rest of it, and they're overweight, or they don't come in on the scale like you have in England, where now, of course, the weight issue and who eats and who doesn't is really based upon obesity. The idea that they don't have to feed you, they don't have to give you medical care, they do not have to determine any kind of life-threatening disease. Britain has instigated this policy, and it'll be in America full scale at the end of this month. If Congress goes through, they want to do this before the presidential election, which is a year away. So they want to have this all implemented. There is a handbook of obesity, which is really a textbook, is written by George Bray, and they go on to go through the usual themes. It's caused the obesity is caused by overeating. But the whole thing is that there's a lot of chemistry that's been done on hormone and genetic disorders, and genetic engineering has been very, very good about isolating the genes and figuring out which way they can be controlled by hormones. And the consumption of refined carbohydrates and starches and sugars will eventually cause really the insulin secretion to increase. So the insulin is really regulating the hormone base for the hypothalamus of the brain, and it increases the hunger system, which is forming the carbohydrates, the carbohydrate base with the insulin itself. So you have the trigger within the brain system going amok. And so this is why you have a lot of type 2 diabetes and you have a lot of broken bone systems and calcium and metabolisms. You add any kind of toxicity to that, and there are only three molecules known at the time that have a nitrogen sulfide base, and of course that is the contamination that's in the food and the water. So the dietary therapy of the obesity system is being moved over to say, well, it's eating, so we'll control it by the government, and they want to put this in as a into religion in France and Germany as the model. They want to put the obesity into the religion and put it attack it to the religious beliefs that people have. And so they can control the process of religion and business all at the same time. And so this is a real world movement among the bureaucrats and what I call the demonics, to be able to control businesses and people around the world and tag this in to the nanotechnology system, which I've mentioned earlier, which the EPA wants to use as a new legal field. And in that field, they will have law cases based on the fact that you're misjudging the toxicological effect of nanoparticles and nanotechnology and nanomaterials. And so they're going to be forcing businesses to give up as much information as they can of their businesses to the EPA and the new courts that they're forming, and that will be the process by which the control of the medicine will be put forth without saying you're controlling it. And then that implement socialized medicine through the Hillary plan and work the debate and make it look like it's a big debate in the presidential campaign that's going on in America right now, but in truth, they've already made the decision. So the candidates are trying for president are trying to stay away from the single payer discussion of health care, and they want the government to ensure everyone will pay all the bills, and so this will be implemented through this other EPA system, the French system, and the rest of it balled right into a real world court to have obesity as a crime. So that's where they're heading. And it already is a crime in local cities in America based upon the implementation of starting a little bit of the French and German model. So the Democrats made a decision a couple weeks ago. They didn't tell the public that they're moving away from the support for a single payer because they want the Hillary Clinton social plan in force, and retain a considerable backing from the liberals in the Democratic side, the universal health care plan should include the government run option according to the Democrats. The Republican side, in my opinion, doesn't have a clue as to the sinister problems that are going to come out of the senatorial areas of Massachusetts for the single payer movement. But they have to follow this New World Order concept of the control of the nanoparticles in the medical area is to be the handle by which to control the universal system for healthcare, which brings us into the arena of who wants the healthcare. In other words, if you talk about this on the presidential concept, as I mentioned earlier, the people from other countries who come here, they want the healthcare. The people in the business area are already being saddled with the concept that they have to pay for the health care, and some of those plans are already being modeled. There's one in San Francisco where the employer gives off a 10-day lapse time of pay if you have a cold. Of course, that's being extended into pregnancy, insipidus diabetes, osteomyelitis grade 3, and pregnancy itself. And all you have to do is to add age to that list, and you now have encompassed 33% of the total population in the United States of America on universal health care being paid for by the employer. And if you're from a Spanish-speaking nation, that's just fine with you because you get it free. So the whole thing comes down to the fact that if you are from another ethnic persuasion, then you'll get a different kind of interpretation of this, which is why I opened the show last hour on the concept of the new questionnaires based upon consent forms in terms of the ethnicity. Now, people don't want to hear this. People say, well, we can't talk about age, gender. We can't talk about the other thing. Well, the problem with this country is that we can't talk about the stuff that really matters. All we've done is circumvented the thing and handed our liberty over to people in the bureaucracies to make these decisions, which control our actual financial condition. So our financial condition, based upon the idea of talking about the mortgage crisis, as they call it. Well, the whole thing is that you have Nevada, you have Michigan, you have California, you have Ohio, you have Illinois, which have model programs that they're trying to set up and such a thing. Like in Illinois, Republican Mark Kirk is calling for a government-backed program to acquire the defaulted loans to help the homeowners refinance. In Nevada, you have Republican John Porter doing teleconferencing to advise. You have a Democratic person in Michigan who's pushing proposals to tighten up the oversight on mortgage loan officers. The whole process, though, the exemption is for the medical expenses that people had to pay before they couldn't pay their mortgage. So it's a very interesting way the United Nations has rigged the playing field. We'll come back at the other end of the break for the last 5 minutes of Parker Pathways for February.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is Parker Pathways. Dr. Wayne Parker. I want to mention about El Paso, Texas, taking on about supplying 40% of the city drinking water on a recycled wastewater augmented program. This is a totally disastrous situation, and what has to happen is, this is why I want the toilet to tap the table initiative, and that's what should be pell-melled by contacting the Environmental Protection Agency and the Federal Drug Administration. You get the you call Washington to get the 202 information number. You get the Federal Drug Administration, and you leave them the following message. You want the FDA wants the elimination of the Environmental Protection Agency's water standard to be replaced by a requirement that all water be safe for human consumption. And that sounds good on the surface, but that includes the recycled water from the toilet. And this is absolutely unacceptable on all forms. And the FDA is proposing that these are under the what are called the good manufacturing practices. These are called GMPs. So the people should be pell-melling that. And the FDA, the EPA, they give you the number at the information desk, and you get the EPA, and you tell them and that you do not want the EPA involved in the concept of nanoparticle management in the courts. And another thing, the whole concept of senators that are involved, it should be bombarded with the objection to having recycled water as part of our national policy. We have to have the toilet to tap initiative concept to stop that recycled sewage water is not safe to drink. And that is the real battle line. That is the battle line. This should be, when Oprah had this on her show, the idea of the guy that does dirty jobs, they had him on, and he was talking about this whole plan, the national thing, he exposed it out. The truth of the matter is we cannot avoid this. We have fancied this too far. We've gone too far. It's part of the social plan to harm our real-world blood chemistry system, and it is not acceptable. You can have, if you want the human race to continue on its basis of construction of having immunities against diseases, you cannot rely on vaccines to be your answer for everything. And that's what the government wants. If they control the vaccines, they control you. It's as simple as that. I've simplified it enormously. The whole battle line is the fact that people should be able to come out and say, to do this, you do not want recycled water to be in your drinking and food systems. Well, this is the end of Parker Pathway show for today in February 17th. And as the Marvin music says, you too much. God bless America and the troops in Iraq. Listen to Parker Pathways, 10 to 12 Central Time on Sundays. And we'll see you next week. God bless America. Support RBN.